Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. This is coming from the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area, because yesterday was the Raleigh. I say this and my wife always gets me. You've got to say Raleigh right. Raleigh. Because she went to UNC Chapel Hill, so she knows Raleigh. And yes, the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. Great event. Awesome time. And a good friend, which we got reunited here at this event. B.J. Lawson, who ran twice for Congress in North Carolina, had to go up against establishment Democrats and even establishment Republicans, yet he won in the Republican side of things, but then the old guard of the Democrats, they still didn't get the message of liberty, although it's changing, it's transforming. So, special co-host today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, since we're out here, is a physician and an all-around great guy, has got a great farm out back, I'd almost call it a farm, big garden as such, into living food and feeding, and let's say talking about the environment, but living appropriately. His name is B.J. Lawson. And you could call him doctor, but he's not one that stands on formalities, nor do I. But B.J. Lawson is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great to be with you, Robert.
Well, last time we were here, we were actually in one of my affiliate studios. This time we're doing a remote broadcast, an undisclosed location. We'll keep it quiet and safe. If you hear any ambient noise, it's because we're not an official studio, but we wanted to get this broadcast out on so many issues that you and I will just cover. It's going to be like a kitchen table conversation for the next couple hours here.
Exactly.
On the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the show notes are linked up at robertscottbell.com, and you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're not going to take any calls live on the air today, so don't worry about that, but you can check it out. You can send all the info through robertscottbell.com as well. So, BJ, you know, since you had run for Congress a couple of times, you decided, all right, enough of this politics stuff, although you spoke eloquently at the Ron Paul rally yesterday. So, but the reality is you've gone back into the business realm, the economic realm, and trying to make a positive difference for the medical community, the physician community. They need all the help they can get.
Well, absolutely. And I think people are beginning to wake up and realize that the medical establishment today has been deeply corrupted in terms of the economics of healthcare, the educational process that physicians go through in training, and just trying to realign interests so that doctors are once again empowered to be accountable to and serve their patients. And, you know, politics is a great way to get out and talk to people and meet people and engage in a dialogue, but it's not, in my opinion, the best venue for actually doing things. And, you know, as passionate as I am about healthcare and the health of our family and our kids and the future of this country, we've got to be doing things. And the way to do that is to get out in the marketplace and try to change things. I just came from a meeting, a presentation with a nonpartisan group that just started up here in the Raleigh area to talk about the issues. 60 ladies were at this lunch meeting, and we talked for 2 hours about the state of healthcare, and people are just absolutely on fire to talk about the real issues that matter, not what's being dribbled out through the media.
Yeah, you made that point. It's very interesting because you and I can talk about these real issues, and you so rarely hear it, if ever, like in the mainstream old media. They don't understand really what's gone wrong. They you know, they'll complain on one side. You'll say the progressive left said there's not enough government intrusion and involvement and oversight and regulation. On the other hand, the so-called conservative right will say there's too much, but they don't recognize that there has been a monopoly in that field for a long time, decades in fact, that has created an anti-competitive environment where even physicians are harmed. You know, even though they have a monopoly, the physicians that have integrity, that want to help their patients, are often attacked, sometimes through the legal channels, sometimes through these boards of medicine as such, and they're often unable to do the things that they know would actually help, like nutrition, for instance.
Absolutely, and that was actually a big topic of conversation today, as we're talking about today. Here we are on this, on a couple days after the 2-year anniversary of Obamacare being signed, right? And here we are talking about the implications of health care reform and what it means for the future of our health care. And I told this group, I was like, look, we can talk about political solutions, we can talk about economic solutions, but I also want to spend 15 minutes here. Let's talk about personal solutions. What can you do for yourself? Mm-hmm. What can you do for your family and your loved ones to make sure that you don't need expensive health care? Being pre-diabetic does not mean you have to be a diabetic, and it's possible to reverse disease. It's possible to actually live the healthy life that your body was created to live, mm-hmm. if you're more cognizant of 3 meals a day than 3 pills a day. And I think, it's sort of a message that people are really responding to, because they begin to realize that what we're doing is so clearly irrational. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
And if you look at, if you correlate the corn yield in the United States over the past 40 years against the rate of diabetes and obesity, they pretty much line up exactly. And here I am, coming from the generation raised under the USDA's food pyramid,
yes,
right? What does that tell you about the state of nutritional education and what we know about how we're supposed to fuel our bodies?
Well, I often joke about the 4 food groups that preceded even the pyramids. And for me, because it was the era of the development of big food, factory farming, et cetera, I call the big 4 food groups pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips.
Right, right, exactly.
I mean, it was the first generation.
I thought there were 2, bags and boxes.
Bags and boxes were also, yes, they were in there. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. My upbringing was so devoid of any common sense. It was irrational, but you don't know it's irrational because it's the only way you've always done things.
Yep.
And so there's a certain point, if you're miserable enough, perhaps sick enough, that you might say, is there another way? Only because you've hit your head on, let's say, the medical brick wall, like I had done in my young life, raised allopathically to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. I didn't know what else there was. It was a scary point in my history and upbringing. But I had to think there's got to be another way, not knowing what it was. So it was a scary number of years before I was introduced to all of these things that opened my world up to what I do today, between organic agriculture and farming, homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, supplementation. These were not part of my upbringing at all, yet more people than ever, BJ, are coming to the same conclusion. You probably talked to this group earlier about pink slime, right? Did you mention the pink slime?
Absolutely. And that was a big topic of conversation, because I think there's a lot of frustration around with the average American thinking, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Washington's not listening. The corporate interests that have bought off our political process are completely not aligned with our interests as citizens and families and individuals. What is it that we can do? And the point I made was, look, economic pressure works, voting with your wallet works, and the internet is a communication revolution that lets people get the word out much more effectively. So pink slime's a perfect example of that. A couple of years ago, who's ever heard of it?
Right.
Now, McDonald's is saying no. Safeway just came out and said they're saying no. Kroger's saying no. That's people voting with their wallet and saying, look, we're not going to put up with this stuff. This is crazy.
But isn't this the brilliance of government? Come in here to save and rescue the so-called manufacturers of pink slime. It's another bailout.
Hey, let's buy it for our kids.
Yeah, let's
feed
put
it to the kids
in
the schools.
Let's put it in the government schools, right? We've got to indoctrinate them into the benefits of pink slime.
Yeah. Yes.
But isn't this part of the controversy of all the bailouts that we've talked about, whether it be the auto bailout, whether it be the banking bailout? Here they're bailing out big food, corporate
right.
entities that would never have a marketplace if it were not done so artificially, if they would not control the flow of information to the point where people would actually make such absurd decisions about what they put into their body. So the fact is, if that group was aware of the pink slime, you're like, well, maybe you see evidence here that if you didn't buy it, suddenly it would go elsewhere. But the artificial market, which is what government does by interfering in the market, says, well, we're going to rescue you and we're going to feed the children.
Right, right, exactly. Feed your children beef scraps have been washed in ammonia. That sounds wonderful.
Wonderfully. It's no wonder these kids don't know what.
But the ammonia is not an ingredient, Robert. It's a process.
It's a process, of course. We clean it up. After. I mean, I remember ammonia growing up. It was that bald-headed guy with the earring, Mr. Clean.
Exactly.
Remember, that was ammonia.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're going to clean your toilets. Well, no, we're going to clean your food.
Right.
Then you can eat it. My gosh, this is crazy what's going on here. Hey, we got a number of stories I want to cover. Some of the stuff I covered last week a little bit on the show, but having you on, it's been so long. I know we can go anywhere together with, your knowledge as a physician as well as in business. And we did want to talk about how we can help the physician community. That's the one thing that it was a surprising discovery for me on this show years ago because of the abuse I received from the medical profession. I thought, well, they're going to hate me when I do my show. And it turned out the physicians that had integrity loved the show. And I'm not painting that broad brush that if you don't love the show, you don't have integrity. That's not what I'm saying. But they recognized that I was also speaking for them, that even though I was into natural medicine, alternative, holistic medicine, homeopathic, it wasn't to the exclusion of modern medicine except to utilize it for what it was appropriately used for. And the fact is that the physicians should be allowed to do the things that they will learn outside of medical school to help their patients.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's so right, Robert. And I think the thing that I've come to terms with over my 10 years of looking at allopathic medicine from the outside after earning an expensive medical degree from the inside is that modern medicine, allopathic medicine, is really, really good at treating acute illness and injury, but it's absolutely horrible at chronic disease. And all we do is medicate symptoms. And when you start looking at an economic system that's set up to reward chronic disease as a growth market or a revenue stream from folks who think that you're born with a Prozac deficiency or a deficiency in a drug, that's not really the case. And yeah, there are so many good physicians today whose backs are against the wall economically. And specifically where I've been focusing my efforts with our company Physician Care Direct is trying to realign the interests so that physicians can once again be accountable to their patients.
Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about that. If you have a medical doctor that you know, love, and care about, yeah, there are some that you do. We want them to listen to today's show because we're going to give them some options they've never heard of in order to get back to doing what they know to do best and what they'd like to do in helping their patients. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Welcome back. Glad to be with BJ Lawson, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. No calls today, but you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a message, question, comment, because we have an additional 5 days a week through Natural News Radio, as well as our Sunday broadcast. And that is at the 866 number 939-BELL. Now, BJ Lawson, you just mentioned a new business. This is something you didn't have some couple of years ago when we were together at another event that we did. And it's fascinating to me because you recognize the what was wrong with allopathic medicine and the economics too, and realize if you're going to salvage the good people out there in medicine, there's got to be a better way to interact with patients. In fact, the economics have to be done differently because the whole idea of third-party payers has really destroyed much of healing, because now the doctor, rather than being responsible to the patient's not paying, or maybe a $5 copay, who's he going to answer to? The person that's paying him. And if that person's a third party government regulated entity, it's going to tell him what he or she can't do. And absolutely, that's going, right, to corrupt the relationship.
Yep. And that's really what we're trying to do with Physician Care Direct, is we're trying to really give physicians another option. What we're seeing is that not only do we have a healthcare crisis, in particular, we have a primary care crisis. The independent primary care physician who aspires to develop long-term therapeutic relationships with patients, who's rewarded for helping patients live healthier lives, the Marcus Welby kind of image of a doctor, which is what I honestly thought I wanted
Marcus
to be.
Welby.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
you know,
a lot of people were inspired. I remember growing up, you know, little, I knew I would grow up to be a doctor. But when I was so destroyed by that profession, I said, I can't stomach doing that. For me, it was like rubbing the cat the wrong way.
Right.
It's not going to work for me. And then I went into the direction I did, which is different, but I always support, integrate. I teach doctors about,
yep,
these things, and they're open to it. These are the good guys and girls we want to help.
And these are the guys who are being driven out of business, literally, because the economics no longer work. And you know, the startling fact is, and I didn't realize this until over the past 3 years, I started getting in deeper and understanding the root cause of our healthcare crisis, mm-hmm, but the average medical practice has a staff to provider ratio of 4-1.
What does that mean?
So that means that one doctor seeing patients is actually responsible for a payroll of 5 people.
It takes 5 people to see one person.
Right,
basically.
But they're not required to see the patient. They're required to try to get the doctor paid through the complexity and artificial cost introduced by this third-party payer system.
There's a whole other business behind the whole doctor. The doctor is 20% of it.
Exactly right. And,
wow,
it's the back office that you don't see that's putting all this cost into the system, that's making care unaffordable, that's driving doctors out of business. And what's the answer? Well, if you ask a practice management consultant, how can this practice stay in business, the answer is very simple: see more patients.
Mm.
What does that translate to? It's the patient mill. It's factory medicine. It's I'm going to double book, triple book my patients, and I'm going to see 8 patients an hour. At that point, you're not really practicing medicine. You're not developing long-term relationships.
Right.
And there's precious little time for critical thinking, which is a whole other area of discussion about how the medical educational process at this point has really, it's not emphasizing the critical thinking and the analytical skills that are required to ask honest questions and reach honest answers about what's the best course of action for individual patients.
Well, in fact, the opposite is true, BJ, in a lot of the way the control of the education system is, if you're asking good questions, they'll slap you down hard. As a student, they'll try to limit it. But once you're in the profession and let's say you got $500,000 in debt out of medical school.
Exactly.
You're going to be threatened with loss of your ability to ever pay that back, much less anything else you want to do for your family.
Yep.
So they understand the economic controls here.
Absolutely. And what we're trying to do is we're setting up a framework where basically take all that cost, take the cost of coding, billing, and collections that characterizes the third-party system,
mm-hmm,
get rid of it, eliminate it, bypass it. And it's the power of the private private contract for individual patients and businesses to privately contract directly with caring local physicians who want to be accountable for the patient. And you know what? When you do it that way, healthcare is not unaffordable. You can have a medical home for $50 a month with a doctor who is earning a good, honest living and being compensated to spend time with you as the patient and to develop that long-term therapeutic relationship to help you seek a better quality of life and optimize your wellness, as opposed to just, hey, you come here with three complaints. I only have time to deal with one. We'll have to schedule a follow-up visit next week for the other two. When, in fact, all three complaints are related because we're individuals with holistic needs.
And in that environment with that third party who's got theoretically unlimited funds, because we know about the fiat money system. We may talk about that as well. But the fact is it's being eaten up by so many bureaucrats, much less the doctor's office that has to hire, as you said, four or five people to do that one thing just to get paid. And so it's incredibly inefficient. But what you've just established is just like what Dr. Ron Paul has said in his early years as a physician, as an OBGYN, where he would turn nobody away if they couldn't afford to pay.
Exactly,
he could
right.
give his services away because there were others that were, and there wasn't that third party bureaucracy mandating what he could or could not do in the same sense that this has happened. So how is it that with Physician Care Direct that you can eliminate some of that? Some would say oversight or regulation. I just think it's just a mess. But the ability to do what you know is right versus what they tell you you have to do, is it just simply unplugging?
And it doesn't mean that physicians have to completely unplug from the insurance system. And we're really a technology company. Our software platform lets doctors package their medical services basically like a gym membership. So in the same way that you join a gym and pay $50 a month to work out, you might pay you might buy a membership with your physician that's $50 a month, and you're going to get an annual physical, and that includes common lab tests. And we've been really, at this point, blessed. We've had some really great doctors step forward, and it's all kinds of docs. It's allopathic docs. It's functional and holistic docs who are realizing that they're creating a lot of value for their patients that's not reflected in the artificial CPT coding system. Mm-hmm. So you can have Dr. Mark Holthaus or my family physician or my physician Tom Jeffries here in Raleigh. Great, great guy. Who are offering a membership plan for, you know, $50 or $75 a month that's giving you a level of service that is really not something that the current system can offer at any price.
So you're almost establishing a club, a private club, where you could be part of it at a very reasonable rate. Am I describing it sort of right for people to understand?
Right, and the idea is to make it scalable and accessible. It's not concierge. I think a lot of folks have heard about the idea of concierge medicine, where doctors tack on additional fee on top of billing your insurance.
Right, right.
This is literally looking at your primary care doctor as joining a gym. And it's going to cost you, maybe it costs you as much as your cell phone bill or less than your cell phone bill. Mm-hmm. But the point is when you get rid of all the overhead for the doctor coding, billing, and collecting, trying to get paid, primary care is affordable. It's not primary care is not expensive inherently. It's just the way we pay for it that makes it expensive.
Right.
And the fact that when you take the doctor's focus off the patient and put it on the third-party payer system, all of the perverse incentives that you noted, those are for real. But when you swing the attention back to the patient, now all of a sudden I'm confident that I'm in a therapeutic relationship. And if it doesn't work out, well, then the doctor's not listening to me. Well, I'm going to go find one who does. Mm. So it puts the burden back on the doctor and the patient to establish that therapeutic relationship, which is so necessary if we're going to deal with the healthcare crisis that's enveloped our nation.
It's shockingly simple. And this is the kind of thing that we're going to be doing today on the show, a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show up here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We were just yesterday at the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. And so we're talking about real solutions to the so-called healthcare crisis. I've often called it a crisis of disease management. Is there a way out? Well, BJ Lawson is here to help us today with the Physician Care Direct. I've got that linked up as well. We've got a lot more to discuss, including some news stories that we're going to get to as well, the absurdities out there in the world. We'll make sense of them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. And again, you can call me 24/7, messages, questions, whatever, at 866-939-BELL. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very exciting stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're actually helping out the physician community, but at large, larger than that, in fact, because some states do allow for doctors who are not MDs or DOs also to set up shop. But here, a lot of the primary care physicians are stuck in an insurance model. Also, even Medicare, Medicaid, it is an absolute nightmare. People think it's unaffordable. You can't bypass it. We only need more government. But the reality is, BJ Lawson is doing some amazing things with his knowledge. knowledge and software, et cetera. We're going into that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And so if you know any physicians out there that need help with their practice, that are good people, and they want to find a way to survive in a very rapidly shifting medical marketplace, you're going to want to have them listen to the show or download the archives after it's done. So this is the exciting thing we're doing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show from Raleigh, North Carolina. Having a great time with you, BJ, as always.
Pleasure to be here and glad to see you again.
Yeah, no, it's great. So if we're looking at, let's say, taking that third-party system and almost squashing it and saying, we're bypassing it all, now healthcare becomes affordable to almost even the poorest among us can afford, they're already buying a cell phone. Let's be honest about some of the things that we've prioritized. If we can put a little bit into a physician kind of relationship, then many people will be able to access. But one of the biggest problems with our medical culture is that it's been owned, run and controlled by what they call codes, insurance
yep.
codes,
yep.
Billing codes, right? If the billing code doesn't match what you're doing, you don't get paid, right? So good doctors, for instance, that do certain levels of chelation therapy,
yep.
outside of the one in a million times they're allowed to use it, they can't use it even though it helps their patients. In this way, are you bypassing that you could have physicians doing these kind of things and they'd get paid and everybody be fine?
Well, it gets back to what's the purpose of the doctor. The Hippocratic Oath talks about above all else, do no harm, and you always want to be serving your patients. Nothing in our tax code, and this was, I think, one of our revelations getting Physician Care Direct put together, nothing in the tax code requires that care be coded using a CPT code to be a medical expense. And what we are doing is we are divorcing primary care from the CPT coding world, which means that functional docs and holistic docs alongside allopathic physicians can each put their value proposition out there, and the patient can freely choose so that the value that's created by therapies that don't necessarily have a CPT code, hey, there's a lot of good stuff out there that's just not getting to market because it's not been picked up by the coding system yet.
Right.
And why should doctors be constrained and limited in their care of what's the best for their patients?
Sure, but that's been a controlling factor for some of these physicians that know what to do that's correct, that's not in the codes, but
right.
they realize they're out of business. Or they risk, and this is another aspect of the Medicare thing, the whole idea of fraud. I mean, literally, if you dot an I wrong, right, there's kind of
yep.
crazy stuff that happens that physicians
yep.
could end up, in fines, imprisoned.
It's ridiculous. In North Carolina, we have had some serious legacy of abuse with the RAC audit system and the private contractors on commission who are empowered by Medicare and CMS to go in and pull charts. The federal government is actually looking at a new requirement that would require physicians to maintain billing records for 10 years.
Wow.
So they're asking, CMS is the organization that funds and administers Medicare. They're asking for a 10-year look-back period to go look for billing mistakes, which would then subject the practice and the doctor to criminal liability with penalties and interest.
You talk about,
who's going to sign up for that?
CYA medicine,
yeah.
right? Call it cover your aspirin.
Yeah.
This is doctors operating in absolute fear and terror.
Right.
Even if they're good people, they could end up busted just because somebody looked at them funny, or you looked at they like, oh, wait, I heard that you actually mentioned a vitamin to your patient. We're going to come in and we're going to audit you. We'll find something. And participating in that, just so I'm finding more and more doctors are wanting out of this system.
Yep.
Could this be a legitimate way out? Because I don't think there's a requirement that you have to participate in those government programs.
There certainly isn't. And I think what we're finding out is that physicians are realizing that it's many times government money is not, it's like cheese on the trap. Yeah. It's not food, it's bait.
Yeah.
And
bait.
If you're taking the bait, you're subject to all kinds of clawback provisions that are extremely dangerous to your relationship with your patients. Why not contract with the patients directly?
Absolutely. Listen, we got to take another break here. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues. I'm absolutely fascinated and thrilled to have BJ Lawson with me, physician, businessman, software guy. My, oh, my. We're here to salvage those that are doing the right thing. We'll be back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-8255. 800-288-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with a fascinating discussion with B.J. Lawson here in Raleigh, North Carolina on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's physiciancaredirect.com. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com for those of you who want to learn more, if you want your doctors to look at this, because you know they're under the stress, strain, and abject fear and terror of dealing with government-mandated insurance and, of course, Obamacare as well. You want them to unplug, they want to unplug. There is a method by which they can still make a living and you can get affordable health care that you feel like you want. This is great news, BJ. Absolutely exciting. And I don't think it's ever before been communicated in such a fashion.
No, I think this is really one of the first times we've started reaching out. We launched the company in January. We've got about a half dozen docs here or practices here locally, about 15, with tons of interest. We're getting inquiries over the internet on a daily basis from doctors who, exactly like you said, Robert, they're looking for a better way to take care of patients. Medicine today is the factory model that's not allowing them to live up to their Hippocratic ideals, and it's time to do something different. And the other thing we're focused on is helping to connect employers with the importance of this message, because even if you're a small business owner or if you've got hourly employees, if you're a contractor, you're in hospitality or retail, you can't afford $500 a month of healthcare, quote unquote, insurance for your employees. But gosh, you could afford $50 a month to give your employees a good medical home and to give them a doctor who knows them, who can take care of them when they're sick. And that's an affordable relationship. And then again, it's an affordable healthcare benefit that any business can afford. So we're really also focused with helping these docs and reaching out to businesses in their community, because then you've got a doctor in a community is a small business, and
right,
it's businesses helping businesses and everybody together making the community that much stronger.
How would you communicate this to those so-called small businesses and maybe even medium or large businesses? Are there not mandates, right, for them to pay for, like, some form of insurance coverage? I mean, could this sidestep that, or would it have to be an adjunct that they'd look at it? Could it really reduce costs, or would it be an add-on for them?
Well, interestingly enough, and this is one of the, you know, as messed up as PPACA, so-called Obamacare legislation was, there's actually about three sentences in that bill that made a little bit of sense. And the idea of what's called DPC, or direct primary care, coupled with a wraparound insurance policy, is a care delivery mechanism that was specifically enumerated in the PPACA legislation. So regardless of what happens with the repeal, and I certainly hope that the mandate does not survive the Supreme Court, but the fact is that this idea has been encoded into the legislation, and we are seeing this as a tremendous vehicle for saving money, because when you contract directly with your primary care provider, then your needs for insurance change.
Sure.
And you don't need insurance that covers quote-unquote everything, and you can have a high deductible or higher deductible insurance plan that is actually affordable.
Right.
And that's what we see as the end game here. If we can change the way we pay for health care by changing primary care, pull primary care out of the realm of the third-party payer because they don't add any value there, and let the insurance companies do what they should be doing, which is covering your catastrophic risk. For the same reason you have car insurance, it's not to pay for your oil changes and fill-ups. Your car insurance is to pay for the accident. And that's what we've lost sight of over the past 20 years in healthcare by letting the third-party payers run amok and take over
everything. Sure. This has, you know, we go back to the early 20th century when they started trying to say, let's say, incentives. They had price and wage controls, right? And they started throwing out and saying, oh, we'll throw health care in there because we're not allowed to pay you more.
Yep.
And then this idea became an entitlement, and the concept of insurance, as you just said so well, which was initially about catastrophic loss, insuring from catastrophic loss, unexpected catastrophe, which is an accident versus the everyday aspect of this third-party insurance system covering the things that we're talking about in terms of primary care that could be done for a fraction
of the cost
this way.
Absolutely right. So then the employer saves money. Employers that move to a high-deductible plan and pay the physician directly for primary care are typically going to save between 20 and 30% immediately on their health care costs, plus the patient's getting better care, and you've helped invigorate the ecosystem of independent primary care physicians in that community, many of whom are being forced out of business or into the arms of large conglomerate care delivery providers who are ultimately just further limiting choice and driving up costs.
I feel like we're solving the healthcare crisis today on the show. I mean, really practically. I mean, of course, for years I've been teaching people how to care for themselves, their family, to learn about herbs and homeopathy. But I acknowledge that much of our culture is so locked into the system that they need a doctor, right? And I'm not here to stand in the way if that's what you feel like you need. I'd rather have it more affordable, economical, and have doctors freed up from these constraints and mandates that they can actually do what they're trained to do. I got no problem with that. That's the freedom that I've been arguing for. But it's such a burden. This economic burden is so disastrous that it's, you know, accelerating the bankruptcy of the country. And we can talk a lot about the reasons that is happening. And we're going to do more, in fact, on that. We got another segment this hour. And then we'll open it up as well into some other news items that I'll talk to BJ Lawson about. But I really want to establish this terrain of what is possible that's not being discussed on any of the major networks, news shows, etc., that, come on, try and argue against this. I think
exactly
it's embarrassing.
Right.
You'd never be able to do
exactly
it.
Exactly right. I mean, the goal should be...
We're out of time. Hold on. We're coming right back after this break.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're out in the pasture somewhere. We're not telling you where, but outside of Raleigh. It's really beautiful out here. And unusually warm winter it's been. And I'm seeing the things are blooming out there. I'm loving the pollen, although it's covering everything. And I was so fascinated by our discussion, I nearly ran into the break. I nearly hurt myself. I would have needed a primary care physician. Actually, no, I would have used some Arnica Montana. We'd been all okay. But the reality is this is just a very exciting topic. I didn't know that we would get so far into depth on this, but we really are providing, and what you've done, your innovation in writing software, making this possible. It's not just about having a theory. You're actually putting this into practicality. How much of this has been proven, even though on a, perhaps a small scale, that this is really working?
Oh, absolutely. And there are practices who have been operating in this direct primary care model, using membership medicine as a way to better reward the patient and the doctor for the long-term long-term optimal health outcomes for decades. But what we are doing is focused on putting the technology in place to scale that and make it so every doctor, any doctor who wants to come onto the platform and operate in this much lower overhead patient-focused model can do so, which is why we're excited, because we think scalability is key. We've got to be able to take this overhead out of the system and make it so that physicians can once again earn an honest living by doing the right thing for their patients.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is about the history of medicine and healing on the planet, and we're talking planet-wide, thousands of years of recorded history, it wasn't that the doctors were the wealthiest of the wealthy. I mean, just look historically, but they were always well cared for. I mean, they never wanted for anything because they were a very valuable and important part of any culture community.
Yeah.
But during the 20th century, they got elevated to a status that was never before in evidence in history, that we're going to give you these special privileges, but you got to give us something in return. And so it corrupted healing, just like we started today with our discussion of this third-party intervention. You know, it used to be a doctor had a patient, or however you want to call a relationship, and you were responsible to each other.
Yep.
And then you compensated directly. There wasn't anybody fouling up that relationship. And you could find out if the doctor was good for you or not, vice versa. You know, okay. But once you started throwing all of these other things in there, you really destroyed the relationship. Imagine between you and your spouse, if you had a whole group of government bureaucrats in your home every day deciding to tell you what you can and can't do with your spouse, how to talk to, I mean, that's how crazy this is. It's a relationship. It's a healing relationship.
Absolutely right. And the value is the relationship. And the unit of value creation is the doctor spending time working with that patient. It's educating. It's talking. It's setting goals. It's establishing a plan of care. And then ultimately, most importantly, providing accountability and follow-up. Mm. That's doctoring. And that's what's sorely missing from today's healthcare system, but something that we see both patients and doctors are desperate to restore.
Mm. Well, and this seems like a really neat pathway. Are you finding that there are a lot of people, or let's say companies, that are innovating in this way, or are you pretty much leading the charge? Because you've been innovative in a lot of things.
Well, you know, we are traveling some ground. There are some other leaders that we are really excited to be working with. I mean, there's a company called Q-Liance out in the West Coast in Seattle. Garrison Bliss founded Q-Liance. They've been offering this idea of a membership medicine clinic in Washington State for years now, and really have done a lot to prove that model. You know, our idea is that that's fantastic what they're doing, but we don't necessarily need companies to build clinics and hire doctors. The doctors are already out there. The practices are already out there. Let's just make it easy and cost-effective for the existing doctors in practice to run their business like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like we said, go to the businesses in the community directly, because when that business can contract directly with a physician in sort of the off-site, on-site clinic, if you will, then the insurance that the employer needs to buy, or if it's a self-funded plan, their costs for health care insurance go down, and everybody wins. The patient wins, the doctors win, and the employer wins. And ultimately, that's what we need to do. If we're going to try to move our healthcare system back into a more sustainable track,
yes,
you got to be honest with the fact that we are an extremely unhealthy nation right now. And the current healthcare system we have is not helping, right?
Mm.
So we've got to change that system. We've got to focus people on health, wellness, and achieving their optimal outcome, and having people understand that that doesn't come from doctors who are seeing 30 patients a day and you know, maybe getting 5 to 7 minutes with each patient.
So tell me about your, and we're going to go into the disaster of the healthcare system. We're going to talk herbs, and we'll talk about natural healing and organics, all the things next hour I do want to get into with you. But how has it been? We got a couple of minutes left in this segment. How has it been as far as the reception thus far as you go out? Because at the first stage of it, do you get doors slammed in your face, or are they going, whoa, wait, I'm intrigued right,
you know,
away by this?
That's the thing, Robert. Everybody gets it. We've yet to find, and my, you know, my partners and I, we used to joke, we're like, you know, we're still waiting for the person to tell us that won't work. But everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense. And it does make sense. It's just what we're trying to do is we're fighting 20 years of inertia and 20 years of doctors moving in the wrong direction and patients moving in the wrong direction. People who have thought, you know, both doctors and patients have been lulled into the sense of passivity where they just accept the absolute and utter insanity of a system that is so obviously and hopelessly broken.
Dejection and
sense of, yeah, powerlessness. But when you get people to realize, look, the box that you're in, it's your perception. You're perceiving a box. You're perceiving barriers that do not exist. Choose to step out of the box. Empower yourself to empower your patients. And on the patient side, empower yourself to hold your doctor accountable and find a doctor who's working for you. Good things are going to happen.
Well, this is really revolutionary. And, you know, we talked yesterday at the rally, Rally for Ron Paul, about revolutionary things. As he said, the ideas of liberty, you know, is a revolutionary idea. The ability to bring freedom back in to the medical profession, that's incredibly revolutionary. I'm just trying to think about who might be against this. You know, will you see backlash? Will you see government bureaucrats going, whoa, 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 you're not going to need us anymore? And then do you anticipate, how do you anticipate for that, perhaps?
Well, you know, I think if people are honest, we've actually been getting great feedback, even here in North Carolina. We've got great people in our public health departments here in North Carolina who are interested in, and we're talking with about how they can do a better job purchasing health care for people who are uninsured. And they realize, everybody realizes that the current system is broken. You might expect that the insurance companies, quote unquote, would lose out, but really they're not making a lot of money by adding all this cost into the system. For an insurance company to truly fiscally operate well,
mm-hmm,
their job is to pay as few claims as possible and to operate off a base of reserves that's appropriate, yeah, for the amount of risk that they're having. They're not making money by running all this claim activity through the system. So they're even, you know, when we're, as we talk to third-party payers, they're coming to realize, well, you know, maybe this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So
no.
I think the biggest challenge is, honestly, it's the large conglomerations. It's sort of this wholesale rush towards
the biggest challenge.
The biggest,
in fact, is that we've got to take a break. Top of the hour, news break. And we're going to be back with BJ Lawson next hour. We'll expand our discussion here, which has been absolutely fascinating. This is one to listen to again. Download all the links at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.